You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
If it ain't about you, then I don't have the time. You're not missing my blessing. Keep my eyes on the prize, and I won't be distracted from doing God's work.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the Miracle Blessing Healing broadcast with our Apostle Dr. Elizabeth Haywood from Miracle Deliverance Healing Revival Center, 1500 Florida Avenue, Melbourne, Florida, 32901. This is, my God, the Miracle Blessing and Healing broadcast where there is a blessing, a miracle, a healing, a breakthrough for your life. And I come to tell you, you ought to stop by, my God, and visit. Stop by, tune in, listen, and God's going to bless your life. God's going to encourage you. God is going to strengthen you. I'm excited to be here standing in for our great Chief Apostle, Dr. Elizabeth Haywood. And I know, my God, that God has a blessing for you. I also want to announce on Thursday and Friday night, tonight and tomorrow night, we're in revival. Yes, we're in revival with Pastor Monica and Pastor Joseph Orange. My God, the woman of God is coming Thursday night, and she's going to bring a teaching anointing, and she's going to build you up spiritually. My God, if you're not busy on Thursday night, come out. My God, the word of God is going to be rich. And on Friday night, Pastor Joseph Orange is coming. My God, I call him the plowman. He's coming to plow the field, my God, so the seed can go deep. The plowman is coming, and he's going to come praying, preaching, and prophesying. I'm expecting God to do great things. I'm expecting God to do great things in the midst. So stop in for your miracle. Don't miss your miracle. Don't miss your breakthrough. My God, I want to be one that will encourage you to press your way, because there is a blessing in the pressing. There is a miracle in the pressing. God, as you press your way, things break open spiritually, and your blessing, your miracle comes to pass. I'm excited about what God is doing in this hour and in this season. My God, I want to let you know that there is, my God, miracles happening right now. The angels of God have been released, and they're moving, my God, in your direction. God has a blessing with your name on it. God has a miracle with your name on it. God is moving over your life, over your family, over your job, and even touching your body. I come to decree and declare the cycle you've been in is over. The cycle you've been struggling with is over. I come to declare and decree that devil has to take his hands off of you, off of your family, off of your loved ones. This is the season, this is the hour, and the time that God is bringing us out. My God, God is going to see you through. God is going to carry you through, and God is going to bring you out. My God, I hope you're ready. I hope you got your gear on. My God, I want to go into the word of God, and I want to let you know that every issue that you got is drying up. My God, your issues are drying up. My God, I don't know what you're facing, what you're going through, but your issues are drying up. Somebody give God some praise right there in your house, in your car, wherever you are. Give God praise and begin to give God adoration, magnify him, saying, my issue, hold up, my child, you know what your issues are. My issue is drying up. Hallelujah. I don't know what habit you're struggling with, what addiction you're struggling with, what you're going through in your physical body, but I want to let you know that your issues are drying up. Even now, your issues are drying up. I want to talk briefly about the woman with the issue of blood. If you have your Bibles, we're going over to Mark, the 5th chapter, beginning at the 25th verse. Hallelujah. Mark, the 5th chapter, beginning at the 25th verse. There, and it reads this way: and a certain woman which had an issue of blood for 12 years. I want to pause there. There was a certain woman, didn't have a name, didn't know who she was, but this woman, a certain woman, could be any one of you out there that had an issue of blood for 12 years. Some of us have issues, and we've had these issues a long time. You've been battling and struggling your issues for a while now. For 12 years, this woman battled and struggled with this issue. The number 12 is the number of government. It's the number of rulership. This issue ruled her life. This issue dominated her life. She could not live a productive life because of her issues. I don't know what issues, my God, that's trying to dominate your life, but I come to declare that your issue, Hosha, is drying up. My God, it's drying up. It's drying up, my God. She had an issue of blood for 12 long years. She was hemorrhaging. She was bleeding. And anything, if you're in the medical field, you know if you keep bleeding, you're losing life. You're losing strength. You're losing, my God, the ability to comprehend, your comprehension, your memory, and everything's starting to slip because you're losing blood. The Bible said the life of the flesh is in the blood. And when you're losing blood, you're losing strength. You're losing life. She had an issue. Oh, it was a blood issue. And many of you have issues in your blood or in your bloodline. You have an issue in the blood. You've got sicknesses in the blood. You've got habits and things passed down from your mama and from your daddy that's in the blood. It came down through your DNA. It came down through the genetic pool. But it's affecting your life now. Did you know that there are generational curses that are passed down in the blood? Different things in your bloodline gotta be broken by the power of the Holy Ghost. Gotta be broken by the power of God. This woman had an issue of 12 blood for 12 years. It's a miracle she did not die in this issue. If you're losing blood and you're losing life for 12 years, most people can't live. Most people would die. But the miracle is God sustained her until she met Jesus. I don't know what you're facing for 12 years, but whatever. The miracle is God sustained you so you can hear this broadcast. God sustained you so you can hear the word that your issue is drying up. God sustained you so you can hear the word that Jesus is still a healer. He's still a way maker. He's still a mind regulator. He's still a hot fixer. Hey, for 12 years, she suffered with her issues. For 12 years, she battled this thing. Hallelujah, my God. Anybody that has a blood issue was considered unclean in the Old Testament. In other words, my God, not only did she have sickness, but the sickness separated her from her family. It separated her from her loved ones. It separated her from being connected with people because she had an issue of blood. She was considered unclean. Your issues have separated you from some family members. It has separated you from some loved ones. It has separated you from some things that you're supposed to do and connect with, but because you had an issue, and this issue was ruling your life, my God, you lost loved ones. You've lost friends. You've lost connection. But I come to declare to you, your issue is about to dry up. I don't care if you've been to jail. Your issue is about to dry up. I don't care if you cuss everybody out. Your issue is about to dry up. I don't care if you got sickness in your body. Your issue, your cycle, that thing is about to dry up. Let me read a little further. The Bible says that she suffered many things from many physicians and had, hallelujah, my God, spent all she had. Hallelujah, but she didn't get better. The Bible says she grew worse. My God, she had money, but she spent all her money. This was a wealthy woman, but her issue will drain you of your prosperity. Your issue will drain you of the money that you had, of the inheritance that you had. She was a wealthy woman, but my God, after she went to a lot of physicians, after she went to specialist after specialist, and she didn't get better, she got worse. She put her hands in the hands of people that she thought was going to heal her, but they made her worse. Many times you put your heart and your mind in the heart, in the hands of people that you thought was going to heal you, that you thought it was going to make you better, but you're growing worse. My God, they experimented on you. They practiced on you. Hallelujah, but you grew worse. I come to speak to those people that are going in a cycle. It seems like it's getting worse and worse. Seems like you're going through more things and more things. Your issue is drying up. She wanted to get better. Many people want to get better. I don't want to keep doing the things I'm doing. I don't want to live the lifestyle I'm living. But I can't figure a way way out. I come to let you know that Dr. Jesus, he's in the house. And when all other physicians let you down, he has the power to raise you up. He has the power to heal you. He has the power to heal your soul. Many people are dealing with soul issues. Hallelujah. God wants to heal your soul. God told me that the woman with the issue of blood, she had bad blood. Sometimes, my God, when God is trying to heal you, you first got to forgive those that hurt you because you got bad blood. Between this one, I got bad blood. Between family members, I got bad blood. But you got to forgive. Oh, Rabbi Shanda. And once you forgive, then that opens the door for healing. That opens the door for deliverance. If you got bad blood, if you got unforgiveness, if you're holding grudges, hallelujah, you got bitterness in your heart. In order to be healed, you've got to allow God to heal your blood. You got to get rid of that bad blood and allow God to give you a blood transfusion. Hook up with the Holy Ghost and allow the Spirit of God, the blood of God, to wash you and to clean you and to cleanse you. You have bad blood, but when you allow God to come in, he'll wash you clean. I remember in the Bible, it talks about God. He created Adam in his image and likeness. He created him. Then he breathed the breath of life inside of Adam. And when he breathed the breath of life inside of Adam, blood started to be formed. Blood started to be created. And the blood, the Bible said the life of the flesh is in the blood because it came from the breath of God. And the blood carries oxygen. It carries the breath. Hallelujah. And so if you want your blood to be healed, if you want your blood to be delivered, you've got to get in the breath of God. Get into your Bible. Get into your worship. Get into your prayer. And let God breathe on you until your blood is purged, until your blood is clean, until your blood is I need a healing in my blood, my chromosomes. I don't know if you got sickle cell, autoimmune disease, Graves' disease, whatever disease. There is a power in the blood of Jesus that can heal you, that can set you free, that can deliver you. Oh, that the blood still works. Hallelujah. I want to remind you that the blood, it still works. Oh, Rabbi, she grew worse, but the Bible says she heard. She heard Jesus was passing by. Jesus is passing right now. He's moving over the airwaves. If you press your way into the Spirit, you can touch him and draw virtue from this word. From Jeroboam. See, I'm the hem of his garment today. I'm the point of contact. Hallelujah. If you begin to press in the Spirit, healing will come and your issue will begin to dry up. I want you to begin to give God some praise right where you are. Get in the press. She said within herself, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, she set her faith on touching him. Set your faith. See, we miss it because we believe God, but we don't set our faith. She began to imagine and meditate in her heart, in her mind. If I touch him, I'm going to draw power that will heal me. If I touch him, Lord, I'm a shy. And then she began to move. She began to activate her faith. Faith without works is dead. She made her way to the service. She made her way to where Jesus was. She pressed through the crowd and she touched him. Hallelujah. And her issue began to dry up. Hallelujah. You got to press your way today. Set your faith. Hallelujah. My faith should be set as the man of God is preaching. I'm reaching in the Spirit and I'm getting my healing now. I'm getting my deliverance now. Can you see in the Spirit your blood is being healed? Can you see in the Spirit your sickness is drying up? Your organs are being made over again. Hold on, but she set her faith. Now, many times people have a certain level of faith for a certain thing, like Naaman. Naaman was a leper, and his servant girl said, listen, if you would go down to Egypt, my God, to Israel, there's a man of God that can heal you. But he went down there, and the man didn't even come out. Elijah didn't come out. He sent the servant out, and he said, listen, go dip in the Jordan seven times. The man was going away grieved because he thought, hallelujah, that he was going to come out and lay hands on him. But my God, he was going away, and one of the servants said, listen, if he would have asked you to do some great thing, you you would have done it. All he asked you to do is go dip in the water seven times. And so the man had to reset his faith. Reset your faith. You may have wanted the preacher to lay hands on you, but your healing is now thee. Hallelujah. Draw upon your healing. Draw upon your deliverance. Your habits are breaking. The struggle is over. Reset your faith. Set your faith now. God wants to do it now. I know you were disappointed. It didn't happen when you wanted it to happen, but reset your faith. God can do it now. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Reset your faith. God is moving by his might and power, and he's drying up your issues. You've been unemployed, but God is opening the door for employment, for that spirit of a poverty is to be driven out. Oh, Bible, when you get blessed, when you get the job, pay your tithes and your offerings so you can keep the blessing. You may have went to every doctor in town, got all kind of diagnoses, cancer, sickness, but your issue, that cancer, that sickness, that disease, is drying up. Reset your faith that now is the time that God's going to do it. Now is the moment that God's going to heal and give me a breakthrough. Reset your faith. He's moving in the now. The Bible says now faith is the substance of things hoped for. It is the evidence of things not seen. I want to encourage you tonight on today that God is healing now and your issue is dry. That mental battle that you've been having is drying up. That the relationship trouble that you've been having is drying up. Those rebellious children that got you stressed out, it's drying up. Oh, my God, the Bible says that God is moving for his people. Hallelujah. Hear the word of the prophet. Your issue is drying up. A prophet is one to bring another reality into your spirit. Now, you may be facing something in the natural, but there's a spiritual reality that can override what you're facing in the natural. So a prophet will come and announce to you that your issue, your struggle is over. And when you receive it, you bring that reality into your reality. You bring that dimension into your dimension. You bring that, my God, that paradigm shift into your, my God, and things will begin to change. Things will begin to turn in your favor. I'm just excited to be here on today because your issue is drying up. You'll never be the same. After this broadcast, you'll never be the same. You ought to begin to give God some praise. You ought to begin to give God some glory. My issue is, I may have had it 12 years, but it's drying up. I may have been the black sheep of the family, but it's drying up. I may have been a laughing stock, but it's drying up. Been broke, busted, and disgusted all my life, but that thing is drying up. Had pain all in my body, but that issue is drying up right now. Hallelujah. It's turning in your favor. Hallelujah. This woman, she imagined in her mind, she said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment. Come on, get your mind right. Get your meditation right. Bible said, meditate on the word day and night until you start seeing what you're saying. Woo! How long should I say it? How long should I, my God, say it till you see what you say? And then when you see what you say on the inside, sooner or later you'll see what you say on the outside. Oh, my God. Sooner or later, it's going to turn in your favor. Faith without works is dead. You're going to have to put it to practice. Begin to meditate. You're going to have to put it to practice. Begin to read your word and begin to see it in the spirit and begin to give God praise for what you see, even though on the outside it looks the opposite. Sometimes when prophecy comes, it comes to give you an encouraging word, but the enemy instantly attacks and brings the opposite. But you got to hold on to that word. Hallelujah. Until things begin to turn in your favor. Hold on to that word until things begin to shift in your favor. Let me read a little more. Hallelujah. The woman, how the Bible says, and she suffered many things. Let's skip down to 20. And she heard that Jesus was passing. Hallelujah. And she came in the press and touched the hem of his garment. Hallelujah. And she said, if I touch the hem of his clothes, I will be made whole. Not just healed, made whole. You don't just need a healing. I need a wholeness in every area of my life. I don't just need healing. I need my money. I don't just need healing. I need my family back, my relationships fixed. I don't just need healing. I need the business to work. I don't just need healing. I need peace of mind. I need to be made whole in every area of my life. Hallelujah. The Bible says, and Jesus immediately knew in himself that virtue had gone. My God, if you want to get Jesus' attention, faith will attract him. Faith will cause him to turn in your favor. This woman didn't try to get his attention. She didn't try to call his name. All she did said, I'm going to touch it. And power began to flow and virtue began to flow. My God. And it got his attention. He said, who touched me? He began to acknowledge that woman had faith. God will give you recognition that your faith is in operation. God will give you recognition that he felt you. He felt you all pull on him from another dimension, from this divine encounter. He began to acknowledge that this woman touched him. They said, listen, master, everybody is touching you. Everybody is all around you. Yeah, but they ain't got no faith. They fans, but they're not faith. They're not followers. They're fans, but they're not followers. They don't got no faith. But this woman, had faith to change her circumstance. Change her situation. It wasn't that she's better than you or special, but she set her faith and she pressed to do what she said she was going to do. And when she touched him, the power began to flow. Hallelujah. And her issue began to dry up. And then Jesus acknowledged it. He said, something has happened to me. Somebody has pulled glory, power, and virtue out of me. And this woman had to confess. I've got to testify. Can I get a witness? Can I get somebody to testify? After this broadcast, my miracle began to happen. The job opportunity doors began to open. My relationship begin to get better. Somebody ought to testify. The God I serve, the God I serve, he is truly a miracle working God. Somebody, the Bible says we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the words of our testimony. You ought to testify and tell the good news. That's what I'm doing. I'm testifying that God brought me out. I'm testifying that God delivered me. I'm testifying that God destroyed the yoke in my life. It ain't be hush. I'm testifying that God, what the devil meant for evil, God turned it around for my good. Your issues are drying up. Hallelujah. He said, woman, you've drawn from me. Go, hallelujah, and be made whole. God is making you whole. Hallelujah. You don't just need healing. You need your ministry to be restored. You don't just need healing. Hallelujah. You need your family to be restored. You don't just need healing. You need that grief and that depression to get off of your back. You don't just need healing. You need breakthrough. But I'm giving myself to God. I'm giving my heart to God. I'm giving. God, forgive me. Let go of this bad blood. Heal me. Deliver me. And set me free. Go down deep. And destroy every curse. Hey, some of you dealing with familiar spirits. But we're going to destroy that spirit. That spirit that's been trying to follow you. Trying, my God, to keep you bound. Keep you locked up. My God, every familiar spirit. In the name of Jesus must loose you and let you go. No more dark dreams. No more fear. No. Hallelujah. God is healing you and delivering you from those spirits. They can no longer hold you. Every habit got to break. Every stronghold got to break. Every familiar spirit is cast off. It won't work. God is drying it up. God is drying it up. I want you to be encouraged on today that God is drying up. He's moving that thing out of your body. He's she's moving that day. I can imagine the woman going home praising God, saying, I can get married now. Maybe you couldn't get married before, but after your issue dries up, God will bring the person that you need into your life, and marriage will be on the way. After your issue dries up, me and my family can get together, and we can have a great celebration and whip the devil real good. My issue is drying up. I feel better in my body. I feel better in my lip noise. I feel better in my blood pressure. My diabetes had to go. Hallelujah. Sickle cell had to go. Autoimmune disease got to go. Sarcoidosis got to go. I feel better in my body. My back inflammation had to go. My legs are healed. Arthritis got to go. Whatever you're facing right now, we command it to dry up. Woo, in the name of Jesus. This is the day of your deliverance. This is the day of your breakthrough. The scales of darkness are falling off of your eyes. And now you can see a brighter day. Now you can see a better future for you. You're not going to die here. You shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. My issue is drying up so I can live to tell the story. Somebody got to live to tell the story. It might as well be you. Somebody got to live to be a witness. It might as well be you. It might as well be me. Come on, put your hand on your chest. It might as well be me. I'll testify. I'll be a witness. I'll be one to spread the good news. It might as well be me. This is my season. It might as well be me. I accept the call. I'm going to tell it everywhere I go. He's a miracle worker. He's a deliverer. Hey, Abba Shanda. He's a way maker. Hallelujah. Somebody is being healed now. Somebody ought to get up, begin to walk around, begin to move. Hey, receive your healing. The power and the virtue of God is moving over the airwaves right now. Receive your healing. Receive your breakthrough. Receive deliverance for your child in jail. God is coming over their mind. He's delivering them, your brother, your sister. He's bringing them out of jail with a different mind. He's moving over your children. He's moving over every situation. That issue is drying up. Can you see it? If you can see it, you can have it. If you can see it, my God, you can have it. Listen, this is hallelujah, miracle, blessing, healing broadcast. Hallelujah. This is Pastor Andre Smith. Hallelujah. I'm standing in for our apostle, Dr. Elizabeth Haywood. Come to the revival Thursday and Friday night. There's a miracle waiting on you. Amen. Is that it? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I was a little early.